The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of Path to Success. Alhamdulillah, here with a new topic, a brand new topic, living an Islamic life. Subhanallah. How should one live their life according to the Islamic teachings of Quran and Hadith, according to the Sunnah of the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam, and Muballighin, inshallah, we try to compare how individuals live their life currently and what they can do to better their lives by acting upon the teachings of the Quran and Hadith. Inshallah, before we dive into our topic at hand, let's listen to a fadila, a virtue of reciting durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, the comfort and coolness to our eyes, the one in whom our hope for salvation lies, the one who journeyed beyond the seven skies, the one whose face is more radiant, more beautiful than the sunrise. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam said that decorate your gatherings by means of sending durood salawat upon me, for indeed your sending of salawat upon me will be noor, will be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madani channel, if you are able to recite durood pak, sit around your family inshallah, the way you watch the program, but after or before, make an intention that you'll get your household, let's say the husband, etc., the children of the house, sit together in a circle and recite durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, you'll see mercies and barakat, they will appear, inshallah, within your household. Inshallah, before we go to the kalam, inshallah, today we have our beautiful muballighin with us, our, mashallah, Wasim Attari, mashallah, and our Ustad Tariq Al-Madani, mashallah, and our beautiful Naath Khan, Faiz Rasool Sahib. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam from our Naath Khan, inshallah. Dear Faiz Rasool.
Sallallahu alayka ya
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, moving towards our topic at hand today, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, that living an Islamic life, how should one live their life according to the teachings of Quran and Hadith? How, inshaAllah, Muballighin will mention this as well, and we'll touch upon as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, that how our pious predecessors have lived their life. Was it pleasing or running after this dunya, or was it chasing the hereafter and chasing paradise, subhanAllah, and following in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inshallah, I'll give examples of our pious predecessors, and even though the current era example, Amir al-Sunnah Danbar Qatum Nariya, how they left that worldly side and subhanAllah devoted themselves to serving Islam, to serving the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And today, alhamdulillah, you see this channel that you're watching the program on, Madani channel, is one of mashallah their efforts as well, and your Dawat Islami, you see as well that because of their striving, how, because they lived an Islamic life. Many of the examples inshallah will be mentioned. Shall we start with our Waseem bhai inshallah? Ji Waseem bhai, living an Islamic life,
mashallah. In other words, that's the path to success.
So many words.
Living an Islamic life. And you know, Shasta, one thing I would like to say is that first of all, it's very, very important that we try to understand this topic. Because you know, when we say living an Islamic life, people say that, oh, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to read our 5 daily salah, we have to give zakat, we have to go on hajj. You know, these things come into our mind that we have to do these things as well. But remember one thing, you know, if you people out today are looking for peace, they're looking for sukoon in their life, they're looking for tranquility. One thing that I will say here, which I've said many times before as well, is those people that follow Islam properly, their life is peaceful. And inshallah, we are hopeful that in the hereafter as well, their life will become peaceful inshallah. For example, when you follow Islam properly, what does this create just amongst the neighborhood? It increases brotherhood. It creates love amongst people. Now, for example, what does Islam say? Islam says, if you broke up with someone, no longer than 3 days. Meaning, it encourages people to come back together. It encourages forgiving people. It encourages people to do good with one another. And then at the same time, it stops us from all those things that become a barrier between people. For example, backbiting, lying, jealousy. Meaning Islam stops it right from the root. So you know the words, the evils are stopped from the root and the good things are promoted, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. So in other words, if we follow Islam properly, our life, our neighborhood, our community, our world, our everything will become better, inshallah, azza wa jal. Because this is exactly what Islam promotes. And if you look at our pious people, like you beautifully said as well, we see this in today's era as well. But if you look at our pious people of the past, there's one problem, Shahsab, that I would like to say here first of all. When it comes to Islam is the right way of life, people are like, okay, I can't do this, I can't do that. And at the same time, waswasiya in their mind as well. The most important thing with following Islam, and it's a complete way of life, is that everything that is in the Quran, we must firmly believe on it as well. Today you find people that, what about this, what about that, what's going on here? It's our role as Muslims that first of all, we believe in everything that is in the Holy Quran, the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with a firm heart, inshallah, azza wa jal. This is one way that we can follow Islam properly. And then our actions, inshallah, this is something that the Mubaligin will touch upon, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautifully put by our Mubaligh Waseem, by that many individuals, Ustaz Sahab, they ask this question to us, that how should we live our life? Ki hame apni zindagi kaise jeena chahiye? And simple answer we can give is that live your life according to Islam. Live your life according to the teachings of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. And mashallah, we've seen by a beautiful report as well that once you start living your life in accordance to Sharia, in accordance to the teachings of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan lived their blessed life, looking up to the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. So once we start to embed that into our children's heart, into their mind, inshallah, and start to live Islamic life, inshallah, as we've seen by mention, we will see this change throughout our life, throughout in our families, and even in marriages, even in our relations that we have. And mashallah, the beauty said as well that when someone becomes naraz with another individual, Islam says that make sure it's not more than 3 days, because then a certain ruling will apply. So this sila rahmi, subhanallah, Islamic way of life, and subhanallah. So Jesus, so what would you like to say in regards to this as well, that how should one live their life?
सबसे पहले तो मैं ये अर्ज करूंगा कि ये जो हमारी टॉपिक है ना, इस पर कम से कम 2-3 एपिसोड्स होनी चाहिए. ये आज की सिर्फ एक एपिसोड में मैं चल एक कुरान पाक की इंशाल्लाह आयात जिक्र करूंगा, फिर हदीस पे ये बात है, फिर वो जो आपने टॉपिक जिक्र किया ना आखिर में जिस पे टच किया है, सिला रहमी, ये एक बहुत अहम चीज है जो हमारी इस्लामी लाइफ में बहुत अहमियत की हामिल है, लेकिन हम इससे बहुत दूर हैं. तो पहले मैं कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद की चंद एक आयात जिक्र करता हूँ, जिनसे हमें मालूम होगा कि एक्चुअली है क्या इस्लामी जिंदगी. देखिए अल्लाह तबारक व तआला कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में इरशाद फरमाता है, وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الارض هونا واذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. एक बात, پھر دوسری بات اسلامک لائف کے اندر ہی کہ نمازوں کا بھی خیال رکھنا ہے اور دیگر چیزیں بھی ہیں جن پر انشاءاللہ ہم نے ذکر کرنا ہے. تو نمازوں کے حوالے سے جیسے فرمایا والذین یبیتون لربہم سجدا وقیاما, وہ لوگ جو اپنی راتوں کو گزارتے ہیں اپنے رب کے لیے سجدہ کرتے ہوئے اور قیام کرتے ہوئے. تو اسلامک لائف میں یہ بھی ہے کہ ہم پورے دن کام کرتے ہیں لیکن رات میں کوئی ایک پہر ضرور ہونا چاہیے کہ جس میں ہم اپنے رب کے قریب جائیں اور قریب جائیں. اور ہے نا جیسے کہ بندہ اپنے رب کے قریب سب سے زیادہ بندہ جو ہے نماز میں سجدے کی حالت میں ہوتا ہے, تو سجدے کرے بندہ, یہ اسلامی لائف. اور پھر اسی طرح سے کہ یہ بھی ایمان والوں کی شان ہے, یہ بھی ان لوگوں کی بات ہے کہ جو اسلامی زندگی گزارنا چاہتے ہیں, تو ان کی ایک شان یہ بھی ہے کہ وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, کہ سحر کے وقت میں وہ استغفار کرتے ہیں, وہ بخشش طلب کر رہے ہوتے ہیں. معذرت کے ساتھ یہاں پر ہم مسلمان کہلانے والے بہت سے ایسے لوگ ہیں جو فجر تک نہیں اٹھتے, اور پھر جو نا اب یاد نہیں سکے کہ یہ سحری کے وقت میں سحر کے وقت میں استغفار کرتے ہیں. تو ہم یہ ضرور دیکھیں کہ اگر جو ہمارے مدنی چینل کے ناظرین ہیں دیکھیں کہ اگر میں اسلامک لائف گزارنا چاہتا ہوں تو کہیں ایسا تو نہیں ہے. یہاں پر تو قرآن پاک میں ذکر کیا گیا کہ سحر کے وقت میں استغفار کرتے ہیں اور جناب فجر میں جو نا پڑے ہوئے سو رہے ہیں. اور پھر اسی طرح سے دوسری عرض یہ کروں گا کہ احادیث طیبات میں بڑی زبردست انداز میں بیان کیا گیا اسلامک لائف میں سے ایک حدیث میں یہاں پر ذکر کروں گا اور پھر انشاءاللہ مزید ہم اس کو کنٹینیو کریں گے. فرمایا کہ صحیح مسلم شریف کی حدیث ہے, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ویده, کہ مسلمان وہ ہے کہ جس کے ہاتھ اور زبان سے دوسرے مسلمان محفوظ رہے. اب ہماری حالت کیا ہے, ہماری ہاتھ ہماری زبان ہم دونوں طرح سے جو ہے تکلیفیں دیتے ہیں مسلمانوں کو, دوسرے لوگوں کو تکلیفیں دیتے ہیں, اپنے نیبرز کو تکلیفیں دیتے ہیں. تو پھر ہمیں سوچنا چاہیے کہ کیسی اسلامی لائف ہم گزار رہے ہیں, کیا از اٹ اسلامک لائف. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے تو ہمیں یہ حسن اخلاق سکھائے ہیں, یہ چیزیں سکھائی ہیں, اور ہم پھر ہمیں سوچنا چاہیے کہ ہم کیسی اسلامی زندگی گزار رہے ہیں. تو اللہ تعالیٰ سے دعا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں یہ قرآن اور حدیث کے مطابق اسلامک لائف گزارنے کی توفیق عطا
فرمائے. آمین آمین. ماشاءاللہ. A beautiful Madni first from Ustad Tariq Saab. In reality, Madi Reviews on Madni channel, they've hit the nail on the head as well. That, subhanAllah, who knows that our life, people say it's going downhill, you know, our life isn't going great. Who knows, maybe it's because we have left our faraid actions. Maybe it's because the five times prayer is not read in our house. Or maybe we don't read in the masjid as well. As Ustad Saab beautiful as well, those individuals who would do istighfar at the time of suhoor was a sahri time, not fajr time. So this was before. So those people awake at that time as well. And unfortunately today, as they mentioned, that individuals don't wake up for fajr salah. And Ustaz, just carrying on from your point as well, Wasim bhai, that they mentioned individuals waking up for fajr salah, they don't wake up. I think everyone in the panel and the viewers of Madani channel, they know what gym is. And they've been to gym, maybe sometime people, you know, they can bench press stuff as well. And then what do they do after the showboat? You know, I can bench press this, 200 this kg, 300 that kg, and they, you know, bodybuild, they build their body, etc. And then they showboat amongst their friends that, look, this is my strength, this is my body mass as well. So I can pick up a lot of weight. We'll start something seen by Faiz Bhai as well, that on the Views of Madani channel, what's the point of lifting so many heavy weights that you find it hard to lift your duvet at the time of Fajr?
Allahu Akbar.
Like that duvet becomes more heavier than your weights. So this, Madhya Views and Madhya channel, is a point to take as well, that we know, and you know as well, that you want change in your life. Change doesn't come just by you sat here and doing nothing. So you have to strive forward and bring about that change into yourself and to your family members as well, inshallah. We listen to a few more Madani prayers from our Mubaligin, and inshallah we'll go, then after we'll go towards our package that Majlis has ready for us as well. Jeevaseem bhai.
Definitely, Shah Sahib, you know, the thing that we're talking about at the moment is regarding praying, salah, namaz. A few things that I would just like to mention regarding namaz as well. One amazing thing that you mentioned is that sometimes, you know, people say that, brother, I've got this problem, I've got that difficulty, I've got this issue, I've got that issue. It could be that these issues are coming, why? Because we have gone away from the path of Allah. We are not reading our salah, and maybe this is why we're going through difficulties. But the one thing that I would like to mention, which
absolutely amazing which I read some research. That, you know, reading namaz, it has many benefits. First of all, it's fard and it's something that we have to do. But there's a couple of points here. First of all, if you look at it, I mentioned this somewhere at one mehfil as well, that if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his ihsanat upon us. For example, first there were 50 salah. You know, there's 24 hours in a day. Imagine this, that just if there was 2 namaz per hour, imagine how difficult it would be then. And we just have to read 5, and alhamdulillah, because of the Prophet, we read 5, we get a reward of 50 as well, mashallah. But the thing that I would like to mention is people say, oh, praying is difficult, I can't read namaz. One absolutely amazing research, and this is something that was done in the university as well. And they mentioned, you know, today we hear a lot about mental health. You know, we need to make sure our mental health is okay. There's a lot of focus on this today. There was one research I read that those people that don't pray and those people that pray. Those people that don't pray, they can't say much about their mental health. But those people that pray, their mental health is within Allah. This is what praying is. This is what salah is. Meaning you've left everything. You know, this one thing that I would request of you as a Madani channel as well is that one tip, people say that I read my namaz, nothing happened. One request I have for you is make sure that try to learn the translation of what you're reading in your namaz. With a full heart, with full concentration, then read your salah. Then read your namaz when you know what you are saying to Allah. Trust me, you can have all the problems in the world. You can have huge, huge, massive problems in your world. One guarantee I will give you. Once you finish your namaz, after you know what you have said to Allah, the peace, the tranquility, the peace that will be in your heart, meaning all the problems will still be with you. But that namaz, it will remove all of your problems. And this is something that we hear as well, that those, alhamdulillah, namaz is that one thing that our problems go away, difficulties go away as well. So one way of living an Islamic life is that we must not miss our salah. This is something the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has said, the salah is the coolest from eyes. This is something that we should be doing. It's our own benefit. In other words, when we're reading our salah, it's our own benefit. So inshallah, make this part of your daily schedule. All you have to do, how much hours do you have to use yourself? 1 hour in the whole day. You got 24 hours, 1 hour. If you combine all the namaz, maximum, even less as well, maximum will take you 1 hour. Read one namaz. If you look at our pious people, what did they used to do? The whole night, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, it's mentioned about her, that she used to go into sajda and the night used to finish. That, these are the pious people of Allah. And all we need to do is probably 1 hour, minimum, inshallah, give it in the way of Allah, pray your 5 daily salah, inshallah, you Madina, Madina, inshallah.
MashaAllah, beautiful Madni pearls. Indeed, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that salah is the coolness to my eyes. And so I think that you mentioned a beautiful point as well, that learn the translation of the salah as well, meaning Surah Fatiha, Shri Sana, Surah Fatiha, a surah. Generally, people recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allah Wahad, then the Ruku, Tasbihat, the Sujood, Tasbihat, and At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi, Tashahud, then Durood Pak, and then the Dua Masura, Rabbi Ja'alni, individually recite. So, where we can find it, the question can arise as well that. Okay, you told us, inshallah, we'll act upon it. Okay, but where can I find the correct and authentic translation?
There's one mention this. Small book that you can get from Maktabatul Madina, and it's also available online, Blessings of Salah. It's a very, very small, literally, you can fill your pocket, okay, that's how small it is. And alhamdulillah, at the end of that particular book, the translation of what we read in Namaz is there as well. Trust me, you know, I've met people, Shahsab, as well, I've spoke to people as well. Those people that have learned the translation of Namaz and then read the Namaz, they even say that, you know, Madina, Madina, even know that reading namaz anyway is amazing, but when you know the translation, when you go into sajda and you know what you are saying at that particular time, Madina, Madina. So this particular booklet, you can get from Maktabat al-Madina, and it's also available on the website of Dawat Islami for free of charge.
MashaAllah, alongside that, Madina Views and Madani channel, a book that's almost in every household as well, alhamdulillah, Laws of Salah.
MashaAllah.
There's a chapter in Laws of Salah called Method of Salah.
MashaAllah.
And in there, when they explain the practical method of Salah, the Azkar, I mentioned the Azkar in Namaz, and the translation is also mentioned underneath as well. So that, what they mentioned, the booklet, the pocket size, is taken out from that book as well. So if you can't get that booklet, or somehow is not available on internet, then of course, Laws of Salah is. So you should have many options to search this as well, mashallah. Beautiful Madani pearls. You start up living an Islamic life.
एक और अहम चीज है जो हमारी इस्लामिक लाइफ में होना जरूरी है, सब के लिए जरूरी है, वो है हुस्न अखलाक. मैं एक मरतबा एक किताब पढ़ रहा था, उस किताब में तकरीबन सईद साहब
more than 96 احادیث طیبات انہوں نے authentic books of احادیث سے جمع کی تھی, جو صرف اور صرف اس کا ٹاپک حسن اخلاق.
اللہ
حسن اخلاق جب اس کو پڑھا نا, اس کو دیکھا, اس کی ان روایتوں کو پڑھا, یقین یعنی بندے کا
96
تو یہ 96 روایات جو صرف حسن اخلاق پر مختلف موضوعات پر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مختلف یعنی کہ سرکمٹینسز مختلف حالات اور معاملات کے حوالے سے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے وہ ارشاد فرمائی, لیکن تقریباً وہ 96 تھی. تو اب ان میں سے میں نے پھر چند ایک نوٹ کی ہیں, تو میں انشاءاللہ یہاں پر اس کو ذکر کرتا ہوں. نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, یہ روایت ابو داؤد شریف میں بھی ترمذی شریف میں, نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ما من شیء اثقل فی میزان المؤمن یوم القیامۃ من حسن الخلق. فرمایا کہ مومن کے میزان میں سب سے زیادہ بھاری چیز قیامت والے دن اس کے حسن اخلاق ہوں گے. اور پھر دوسرے ارشاد فرمایا کہ خیرکم لأہلہ, تم میں سے بہترین شخص وہ ہے جو اپنے اہل کے لیے بہترین ہے. اس اخلاق کے بارے میں بڑی پیاری روایت ہے, ٹھیک ہے روزے بھی رکھیں اور دیگر عباداتیں بھی کریں, لیکن اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ اسلامی زندگی جو ہے گزاریں صحیح انداز میں, تو حسن اخلاق کو لازم پکڑ لیں. انشاءاللہ تعالی آپ کا درجہ ایسا درجہ ہو جائے گا گویا کہ نفلی روزہ رکھنے والے بن جائیں گے آپ. یہاں پر یہ روایت حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا سے مروی ہے, فرماتی ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ بے شک مومن اپنے حسن اخلاق کی وجہ سے روزے رکھنے والے اور قیام کرنے والے شخص کا درجہ پا سکتا ہے. اچھا پھر اب اس حدیث کی شرح میں فرمایا کہ کون سے روزہ رکھنے والے, دیکھیں فرض روزہ تو رکھنا ہی ہے, یعنی کہ جو حسن اخلاق کو اپناتا ہے تو وہ ایسا ہے گویا کہ پورا سائم دار ہے, وہ پورے زمانے کے روزے رکھنے والا ہے. اسی طرح سے وہ پوری پوری رات قیام کرنے کا گویا کہ اس کو ثواب ملے گا, صرف کس وجہ سے, صرف حسن اخلاق کی وجہ سے. تو یہ جو ہے ہمیں اس پر ضرور توجہ دینی چاہیے کہ ہمارے حسن اخلاق, اور پھر جو میں نے وہ روایت بیان کی خیرکم اہلی والی اپنی فیملی کے ساتھ, ایسا نہیں کہ ہمارے مسکراتے چہرے صرف باہر لوگوں کے لیے, ہم دوسروں سے مل رہے ہیں جن بہت اچھے مسکراتے ہوئے اور اپنی فیملی کے ساتھ, تو ہمیں یہ سوچنا چاہیے کہ ہر جگہ پر ہمارے حسن اخلاق اچھے ہوں. تو یہ اسلامی زندگی کا ایک اہم پوائنٹ.
ماشاء اللہ بیوٹیفل مدنی پرس فرام استاد صاحب ریگارڈنگ مینی نریشنز بینگ مینشنڈ ریگارڈنگ گڈ کیریکٹر. How should one behave with their family members? And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned that amongst you I am the best towards my family members. Subhanallah, this is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is indeed living an Islamic life and not just outwardly. Is mentioned Ustaz sahab, ye bhi kaha jata hai ke someone wants to know your mistakes, they should ask your family members and they'll be able to tell you. But alhamdulillah, if you live an Islamic life, then of course just praise will be done from the family members as well. Ji Wasim bhai, what would you like to say in this regard as well, living an Islamic life?
One thing which absolutely is amazing, which I would like to mention here today, that you know Islam, it gives us, you know, when we're going through problems, when you're going through difficulties, when you're going through issues at that time, it gives you hope. And you know, even though you're facing problems, it gives you hope. But at the same time, Islam tells us that when things are normal, you know, there's no issues, at that time what we need to do is what? I'll come on to the point of issues and problems. That, you know, you can have so many problems, so many difficulties. But what does Islam say? Islam says that it's mentioned in narrations that when you are going through, it gives you this hope, it gives you this happiness, even in difficulties as well. That when you're going through a problem, don't worry, why? Because your sins are being forgiven. Meaning, you know, whenever you're going through problems, it's giving you hope as well. And Islam says that whenever you're going through problems, this is a reason for your rank to be elevated. If you look at Hazrat Fateh Musli, it's mentioned about him, his wife, that one day she's walking, and it's mentioned that she fell over, she broke her nail. Those people that know, breaking a nail is a very, very painful thing. And Allah forbid, Allah save us from these kind of problems. Now she broke her nail. Now instead of crying, instead of screaming, it's mentioned she started laughing. someone has to look, you broken, what's going on, why are you laughing, why are you smiling? She goes, no, dying is painful. But when I remember the reward a person gets for remaining patient, Alhamdulillah, this made me laugh and smile and made me happy as well. So there are so many narrations that, you know, right now there might be people going through difficulties, problems. And you know what happens? At times people, you know, they go into depression, you know, there's so much stress as well. But Islam, even if you're in difficulty, it gives you that hope. It gives you that don't worry, your sins are being forgiven, your ranks are being elevated. So Alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful religion that, you know, the concept of sabr. But at the same time as well, the opposite to this as well. Whenever things are normal, whenever things are easy for you, whenever you got a lot of money or sustenance, remember to do one thing, and that's shukr of Allah. Thanking Allah, meaning both ways. Whether life is neutral, it's normal, at that time He tells us what to do, and whenever things are going through tough time, at that time He tells us what to do. So both ways, Alhamdulillah, is covered. This is something that we should be doing, that anytime we're going through difficulties, find out what our pious people used to do. Our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned about him. He says himself, how much I have suffered in the way of the religion, no one else has gone through those difficulties. So this is a way of motivation. Look at Karbala as well. This is a way of motivation. And there's one thing Shah Sahib mentioned regularly as well. Whenever today people are complaining, look at him, look what he's got, look at his phone, look at his house, look at his car. One thing I will say, you want to live a peaceful life, you want to live a life full of peace. This is what Islam teaches us, don't look up, look down. End of the day, you got a phone. Imagine those people that can't afford it. End of the day, you've got a car, you're not driving a bike. End of the day, you might have a 3-bedroom house. You're looking at him, look at him, he's got a 5-bedroom. End of the day, you've got a house. Many countries, people have lost their homes. They've got nothing left. So this is a way that, Alhamdulillah, Islam tells us each way of our life. If you're going through problems, have sabr. It gives us the good news as well. Allah says in the Quran that Allah is with those who are patient. And if you're going through normal things, normal at that time, then we should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal, because blessings, Alhamdulillah, they come from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something as well that, you know, people they say today, he's become arrogant. Look at what's happening in the world. People, the rich people, they don't look down. It's mentioned, Shah Sahib, whenever you're going through a problem, whenever you're going through this, don't look up, look down, your life will become peaceful, inshallah.
A beautiful Madri verse from Raseem Baida. Indeed, thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it's a way of living an Islamic life. And Raseem Baida and Shah Sahib, generally people, what they do is, they thank their fellow classmates, their fellow colleagues, parents, other individuals, who, or even the business individual, business people, that, oh, you granted me success in this, you granted success in this. But one thing that majority of the individuals forget to thank about, and to whom as well, they forget to thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for granting us Iman.
Allah.
On top of that, in the nation of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasallam. That this is something that very rarely our minds go towards. The viewers of Madin channel must be thinking the same as well. That when was the last time we sat in solitude, our home or wherever, where it was just us, and speaking to our Rabb, our Lord, that Ya Allah, I thank you. I thank you for giving me Iman and making me amongst the nation of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Just this, Ustaz Sahib, if we were to realize the importance of this, Iman Billah and Iman Bil Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if we were to just realize the importance of them two, subhanallah, and thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for this, they will see many, many aspects change in our life as well. Ji Ustaz Sahib, what do you say regarding this?
Iske hawale se to main bhi karunga ke اگر ہمیں اس کی امپورٹنس پتہ ہو کہ اللہ تعالیٰ پر ایمان اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم پر ایمان کی کیا اہمیت ہے تو ہم ضرور بضرور شکر بجا لانے والے بن جائیں. اچھا, بعض اوقات ہم شکر بجا لاتے ہیں لیکن ہمیں پتہ ہی نہیں ہوتا کہ ہم شکر ادا کر رہے ہیں. جیسے کہ ہم الحمدللہ رب العالمین, اللہ تعالیٰ کا ہم شکر ادا کرتے ہیں, لیکن یہ جو آپ کہہ رہے ہیں نا, اس طرف ہمارا ایک اٹینشن کر کے اور ایک توجہ کر کے ہمیں ضرور شکر بجا لانا چاہیے. ہم نے بہت سے ایسے لوگ ہیں کہ مسلمان گھرانوں میں پیدا ہوئے, ایمان نصیب ہو گیا. ہم نے تو شاید مانگا بھی نہیں کہ ہمیں نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی امت میں پیدا کیا جائے, لیکن نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کے ہم امتی بنے. ہم نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم پر ایمان لے کر آئے. یعنی کہ یہ دیکھنا, جیسے میں نے امتی کا ذکر کیا کہ دیگر انبیاء علیہ السلام نے اس بات کی خواہش ظاہر کی کہ ہم, کاش ہم اس امت میں ہوں.
तो ये तो बहुत सारी चीजें हैं कि जिन पर हमें शुक्र गुजारना चाहिए, लेकिन ईमान, अल्लाह ताला पर ईमान लाना और नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम पर ईमान लाने की जो हमें नेमत मिली है, इसको हमें एक, काश कभी ऐसा हो कि हम तखलिये में बैठे हैं, कहीं खलवत में बैठे हैं, कभी रात की तन्हाई में हम बैठे हैं और आंखें बंद करके ना काश हम इस पर शुक्र अदा करें। और देखिए ये जहन में रखे हमारे नबी चैनल के व्यूअर्स के, जिस चीज का हम शुक्र अदा करते हैं ना उस चीज में हमें बरकत डाल दी जाती है, जिस चीज का हम शुक्र अदा करते हैं। और शुक्र करने के मुख्तलिफ अंदाज है, मुख्तलिफ अंदाज है। एक तो ये है कि जिस जबान से शुक्र अदा करें, जिसे थैंक यू कहा जाए, अल्लाह ताला का शुक्र अदा किया जाए। लेकिन एक दूसरा अंदाज जो अल्लाह ताला के शुक्र करने का बड़ा प्यारा अंदाज है, वो पता है क्या? वो ये है कि जो हमारा मुनईम हकीकी है, जिसने हमें नेमतें दी हैं, हम उसकी किसी भी बात में नाफरमानी ना करें, किसी भी हुक्म में नाफरमानी ना करें। दिस इज वन ऑफ द वे वी कैन डू शुक्र के, हम ये भी तरीका है कि यानी कि जिसने आप पर इनाम किया, हम दुनिया में अगर कोई 2-3 thousand pounds दे दे, कोई छोटा सा गिफ्ट दे दे, हम उसकी नाफरमानी नहीं करते, हम उसको डिसोबे नहीं करते। लेकिन ये सोचना चाहिए अल्लाह ताला ने इतनी 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 नेमतें अदा की हैं और फिर भी हम जो है वो अल्लाह ताला की नाफरमानी हमारे हम अगर करते हैं, तो हमें इसमें सोचना चाहिए। तो एक तो ये था कि हम जबान से भी शुक्र अदा करें, अपने अपने अफाल से भी अल्लाह ताला का शुक्र अदा करें और अल्लाह ताला की नाफरमानी से बचें। और दूसरा ये टॉपिक के हवाले से जो इस्लामी जिंदगी का ये हमारा जो टॉपिक चल रहा है, इसमें एक और रिवायत में यहाँ पर जिक्र करूंगा, इसको इमाम तिर्मिज़ी ने जिक्र फरमाया है। फरमाते हैं कि ये हदीस मरफू है, हजरत अबू दर्दा रज़ी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु से मरवी है। फरमाया नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम ने कि लैसल मुमिनु बित्तआनी वलल लआनी वलल फाहिश वलल बज़ी, के मोमिन ताना देने वाला नहीं होता, ताना देने वाला नहीं होता, इसी तरह से लानत करने वाला नहीं होता, कर्ज करने वाला नहीं होता। तीसरा फरमाया कि फाहिश नहीं होता, और चौथा फरमाया वलल बजी। बजी कहते हैं बुरी और गंदी गुफ्तगू करने वाले को। यहां पर भी हमें थोड़ा सा सोचना चाहिए, शायद हम सबके सामने बड़े अच्छी जनाब बातें करते हो, लेकिन जब हम कभी अपनी गैदरिंग में बैठते हैं, अपने दोस्त के साथ बैठते हैं, अपने किसी क्लोज फ्रेंड के साथ बैठते हैं, तो हमें गौर करना चाहिए कि हम किस तरह की गुफ्तगू करते हैं। कहीं ऐसा तो नहीं हमारी गुफ्तगू जो है वो अच्छी ना होती हो। तो अगर हमारी गुफ्तगू अच्छी नहीं है तो हमारी इस्लामी लाइफ नहीं है। अगर हम किसी को ताना देने वाले, so this life is against the Islamic education. अगर हम किसी को ताना दे रहे हैं, किसी को टीस कर रहे हैं, अगर हम किसी को लानत कर रहे हैं, कर्ज कर रहे हैं, तो ये भी हमारी इस्लामिक लाइफ जो है कंसिडर नहीं की जाएगी। तो अगर हम चाहते हैं कि हम इस्लामिक लाइफ गुजारें, तो इन चीजों से भी बचना होगा इंशाल्लाह ताला।
जी सुभानअल्लाह। टीजिंग अदर इंडिविजुअल्स, टोंटिंग अदर इंडिविजुअल, सेइंग बैड नेम्स, कॉलिंग देम विद फाउल नेम्स, दोज नेम्स व्हिच दे डोंट लाइक टू बी कॉल्ड, you know, taking mick out of their size, their height, etc. And in particular, those actions or those words that hurt another Muslim, another believer, this is of course not the correct way of living according to the teachings of Islam. And as I mentioned, beautiful Madani pearls as well, that this should be avoided, and especially when you're in your own friend circle, friend zone, people call these days as well, don't talk indecent. That, you know, in the public you speak very posh, very eloquent, whereas when you're within your friend circle, you know, we're not saying that, you know, don't have a laugh and a joke, whatever, but the indecent talking and obscene words that people use these days, that should be avoided. That is not the teaching of Islam as well. MashaAllah, coming towards the end of our program as well, in fact, we just one share, inshallah, before we wrap up, inshallah. Jee.
Bula lo phir mujhe ae shah e bahar o bar madine mein main phir rota hua aao tere dar par madine mein main pahunchu kuwe jana
مدینہ اس لیے عطا
مدینہ آئے آئے اس لیے
تبارک و تعالی شو دا پینل اینڈ ویوز مدنی چینل مدینہ شریف اگین اینڈ اگین اینڈ اگین مدینہ ویوز مدنی چینل کم ان ٹوورڈز دی اینڈ ایز ویل ٹیچ یور چلڈرن دس فرام ا ینگ ایج دیٹ از ون انڈیویجول ہو کیئرز اباؤٹ یو مور دین می ایز ا پیرنٹ ایز ویل اینڈ دیٹ از رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سو ٹیچ یور چلڈرن دی لو اباؤٹ آف دا پروفیٹ علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ا ینگ ایج ان شاء اللہ وین دے گرو اپ they will grow up living an Islamic life inshallah and these exact children as well will be those individuals Madhya Views and Madhini Channel who after the parents if you pass away before these are the same individuals who will pray for you there are many individuals that we have unfortunately sad reality is that the parents are passed away but kids maybe other janaza went once maybe once after that to see the grave after that they haven't been Like if you even ask them what day did your parent or mom or father pass away, they wouldn't know. This is a sad reality. But if you embed this in the child's mind at a young age, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that live life according to Islam, Islamic teachings, live life according to the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, these will be the same people who will hold yearly Fatiha gatherings in your name. These will be the individuals who will ask the other people that my father, my mom's khatam is coming, please recite some Quran, please recite some Surah Yasin Sharif. These will be the people because they will grow up living an Islamic life. And what more, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, your Da'at Islami is teaching youngsters this same mentality, same thing about living an Islamic life. How? If your child is under 16, Alhamdulillah, we have Madrasatul Madinah for you. We have Madrasatul Madinah in where your child, not only does he correct his tajweed, the makharaj, reading Madani Qaida of Quran, also alongside this, learning the fundamental beliefs of Islam, learning the respect and the etiquette of Islam, of parents, of your peer sahab, of Madinah Sharif, because I've seen, Fazbar as well, because you manage madrasas as well, that children who attend the madrasas of Da'at Islami, before they wouldn't kiss the parents' hand. But after attending the madrasat of Da'at Islami, alhamdulillah, when the father or mother enters, the kid stands up in respect and kisses their hand as well. Why? This is the tarbiyah, the mindset with Da'at Islami giving. If you are 16 and above, alhamdulillah, even now, admissions are open for Jami'atul Madinah. Enroll yourself in your local Jami'atul Madinah, wherever you are. If you're in the UK, if you're near the Midlands area, then alhamdulillah, Birmingham Jami'atul Madinah, free of cost, residency as well, food, etc. You visit our Jami'atul Madinah website. If you're up north and Bradford and London area, there is Luton as well. Alhamdulillah, where is in Da'at Islami? So much alhamdulillah, Da'at Islami is catering to sort out the future of these individuals and to teach and to follow and to know how to live an Islamic life. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dear brother in Islam, unfortunately, this is the ending of our program as well. And we pray to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He enables us to truly live a life according to the teachings of Quran and the sayings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and following in the footsteps of our Shaykh Amir Ahle Sunnah Daum Barakatum Al-Aliya that truly he is a role model of this time. There are others, but in particularly Amir Ahle Sunnah Daum Barakatum Al-Aliya that before they give the mindset to their Mureedeen to do something,
they will first act upon it themselves, and then inshallah they will tell the Muridin to do it. This is again living a life according to the Islamic teachings and the sayings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We do dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he preserves the Amir al-Sunnah Dan Barakatum al-Aliyah and gives them a long, healthy life. Ameen. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable us to truly take benefit from their suhbat and truly follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. We take permission with the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
The past, the off, the north.